listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Mary Stuart is a play that premiered, back in 1800. It was written by Friedrich Schiller, first as a verse play about the rivalry between Queen Elizabeth I of England and her cousin Mary, Queen of Scots. Mary Stuart is one of two plays featured in this summer's Davis Shakespeare Festival, which has opened and continues through August. And though they are silent, I have a crowd in the studio at the moment. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome. Glad to have you here. So introductions, please. Rob, do you want to start?
Oh, yeah. I'm Rob Salas. I'm an artistic director at Davis Shakespeare Festival.
I'm Gia Batista. I'm the other co-artistic director of Davis Shakespeare Festival.
Rob is directing Mary Stuart, by the way. And Gia, you're directing the other play this summer, which is?
On the 20th Century.
There we go. Okay. Sharon, you're next.
Yes. I'm Sharon Wheatkirk. I'm an actor. I'll be playing Mary Stuart in Mary Stuart. And I'll be playing Lily Garland in On the 20th Century. So I'm doing double duty.
And Jamie, welcome back.
Hi. Jamie Jones. And I'm playing Queen Elizabeth in Mary Stuart. My voice is really low.
It is.
This is my morning voice.
Are you working on that? So we have two plays and we have really powerful female characters, don't we?
Yes, we
do. Jamie, your take on that, because when you get a role like this, like Elizabeth, you must just grab on with everything, every toolbox talent you have.
Yeah, and this is a tough one. I mean, it's a huge language play. It's a five-act play. It's in verse as well as in prose. I started working on this just because my tired old mind can't hold on to things, lines like it used to. So I've been working on it for quite some time, but I'm in great company and Sharon has just been terrific. She's a fabulous rival, but a good friend. So it is. It takes a lot. I sleep a lot during the day.
Sharon, what about these historical, larger-than-life characters in today's world and with today's audiences?
I think they're still so very relevant. I mean, they're women fighting desperately for what they believe in, for their rights, for their viewpoint. And what's really beautiful about this play is that they have a moment of coming together to really hash it out and try to reach in to touch the other woman's heart. And the outcome of that is beyond them, per se. But but I think there's something to be said about communication or the lack thereof and understanding someone who's different from you that I think is a story we should be listening to right now.
And also trying to live in a man's world, really.
Yes. Yes.
And how difficult that is for both of these women.
So, Rob, it would be easy to say, these political times that we're in, you must have been very intentional in choosing the plays with that in mind. But what was some of the behind the scenes between you and Gia in making this decision?
Well, we absolutely were thinking about the times. I think it's just a moment where we're considering these things what are the implications of women in leadership and what are the trials and tribulations that come with it. This play explores that. It's like you said, from 1800, but it explores it in such a genius way. And because we have two powerful women, but they're kind of opposites in that Elizabeth is this politically savvy, very modern kind of leader. And Mary represents kind of more of this idealism and romanticism. And when the two meet, it is truly one of the greatest scenes, I think, in dramatic history. It's just a great, great play.
I know we're going to hear a scene. I don't know if that's it. Rob just set it up so beautifully. But do you want to position it in the play for me a bit before you step into it?
Sure. This is the one moment they have of coming together right smack dab in the middle of the play. And they're completely at odds with each other, and their circumstances could not be more polar.
And it's something of a surprise to Mary.
Yes.
That it's happening as quickly as it is. She's attempted to communicate and hoped for this meeting, but now that it's here,
she's unprepared.
All right, so here they are, Sharon Wheatkirk as Mary and Jamie Jones as Queen Elizabeth from the play Mary Stuart, which is being produced this summer by Davis Shakespeare Festival.
Who tells me that this woman is unhappy, my lords? I see a proud and upright person, not in the least bit humbled by misfortune.
Destiny has decided in your favor, sister. I kneel to the eternal power that has raised you, but you must do the same for me. Be gracious, sister. Do not leave me lying dishonored in the dust. Reach down your royal right hand to raise me. I have fallen a long way down.
Stay down there, Lady Mary. It is your place. And I thank God in heaven it was not his sovereign will that I should kneel to you as you now kneel to me.
Do not forget that nothing stands forever, that there are gods who punish pride. The proof is at your feet. In front of witnesses, do not destroy the good name of the Tudors whose blood we share. Dear God, do not stand there stern and aloof, a proud sea cliff rebuffing this shipwrecked woman. My whole life is hanging on what my words or tears can do. I call everything that is in me to appeal to everything that is in you, but your ice face freezes my speech.
What did you want to say? You asked to see me. So I laid aside the indignation of an injured queen in order to fulfill the sacred duty of sisterhood and to provide you with the consolation of my presence, bending to a will of generosity by which I have exposed myself to blame for stepping in the mud because you wanted to have me murdered.
Jamie Jones and Sharon Reed Kirk. That's from the Davis Shakespeare Festival production of Mary Stuart, which opened last weekend. Director Rob Salas is here, along with Gia Battista. Tell me about the performances. So Thursdays through Saturdays?
Thursdays through Sundays. And then we have matinees on Saturdays and Sundays. And then from Thursday to Saturday, yeah, it's at 8 o'clock.
Okay, and now I'm taking a breath about hearing your language and feeling your presence with each other and the high intensity that you need for
Good
these
morning.
Shows. Yeah, it was almost like I had to move to some logistics to be able to kind of process what I just heard. Did you two know each other before this production?
We did. We've never worked together. We have mutual friends.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I've seen Jamie's work,
I'm Sacramento
a big fan.
Is lucky to have you, the two dynamos, doing theater. And Gia, people might be less familiar with the play you're directing. So will you talk a bit about On the 20th Century?
Absolutely. On the 20th Century is just a thrill. It's like a musical and an operetta and a farce all rolled into one. And it is, it's just been such a blast to work on. It's definitely, I'd say, our largest undertaking in terms of production size and absolutely quality. I mean, it's just been the demands that it asks for vocally and musically have just been it's been really a thrill to listen to. And I think it really is going to take some breaths away for sure.
You have the role, Sharon, that I think Kristen Chenoweth had.
Yes, that's right.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Are you ready to do some singing here for us?
If you've got the music, I'm ready to sing.
Oh, that's such a great answer. I love that answer. So are we able to do this? We're going to try.
All right.
Okay. So here is Sharon Reed Kirk, and your character's Lily.
Lily Garland. She's a movie star.
Okay. She's going to be big diva here.
Yes.
They're trying to get her to sign a contract, and she is very much not into that idea.
Okay. This is from the show On the 20th Century Places, everyone.
Let me see. Let me see, when would I be available? When would I be free? March, September, June, November, 1933, 1934,
35,
36, never. Never, that is the word I use. Never, that is the word I choose. Tell him you really tried. Tell him that really I'd rather die. Never, never is much too quick. Never, he makes me much too sick. Let him save his own hateful hide. Let him know he's so hateful. I'd rather die. Die.
different from Mary Stuart, don't you think?
I wish. Were you seeing Jamie at all during
no,
that?
No, I had to close
she
my eyes and focus.
Her fist and holding on for dear life. And
see,
Rob,
this is what's so great girl. About having women in the room. They're so
yes.
supportive of each other. And yes.
Rob and Gia are just sitting back with this look like, yeah, we got them. We got that talent in Davis this summer. Okay, a little more about On the 20th Century, because some of the cast overlaps. Jamie,
not
you're
me.
Not in that one. All right.
I wish.
Yeah, yeah. But just the expanse of people in these shows. Gia?
Yeah, so we do have some overlap. On the 20th does require a larger ensemble of amazing talent, of people from Davis, Sacramento, Bay Area. We've just been thrilled to work with everybody, newcomers and past ensemble members are returning. And yeah, this is just such a thrilling play. And I think in terms of the theme of strong women, I think in our programming, we really do try to choose plays that really do showcase strong female characters. And for these two shows, you know, it, very, very different. On the 20th is hysterical. And however, it does follow the lead female character, Lily Garland. And she, in her way, like Mary and Elizabeth, is very strong and powerful.
I'm going to test that because we're almost out of time. Uh-huh. Can you just, like this, hit that note, Sharon?
Oh, my God.
Can you just nail it? Can you?
I mean, I could, but you just made me so nervous.
I did.
Should we tempt fate and let me
yes,
do it twice?
We should.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Right
I think
now.
If you want to hear that note again, y'all better pony up some dollars and get down to Davis.
Oh,
there
she's
festival.
So
and
good.
And listen to the rest of the talented cast.
Okay.
Well.
The Davis Shakespeare Festival is at the Veterans Memorial Center Theater in Davis. Shows are Thursday through Sunday. We'll post a link. Thank you, everybody.
Thank
Rob,
you.
Gia, Sharon, Jamie.
Thank you
good
so
luck
much.
This summer. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us.